God is good.
I hope you always say that because he is good. This is the day the Lord has made, and I decide I will always rejoice in each day that the Lord has given me, and I enjoin you to do so. Always rejoice in the day that the Lord has given to you. Today is good. Today is good. I declare that in the name of Jesus. Today is good. Why? Because God is in it. God is the originator of this day, and because I'm a child of God, you're a child of God, today is good. No evil will befall you this day, because God's eyes will watch over you. His outstretched arm will hold fast onto you, making sure that all is well with you. Well, that's what the Holy Spirit gives me grace to share with you first. Now, this is about the fourth part of this message that God has laid on my heart. Enjoying divine leading. Enjoying divine leading. This is the fourth week that I'm bringing this same message to you, but in different forms. It keeps unfolding as we go along. Now, today, I want to begin by raising the question, such as, where does God really lead his people? Where does he lead his people? We have asked the question, how does God lead his people? We know he leads his people through his words. He leads his people through audible voices. He leads his people via counsel. He counsels his people. He leads his people through his prophets. God leads his people through dreams and visions and revelations. Who does God lead? God leads the humble. He guides the humble in the way they ought to go. Now, the question we have today is, where? God leading me to where? Where are we going? Why should I let him lead me? I got my own mind. I've got the society, got ways that I should go that they have recommended. The television keeps telling me what I should do. My friends tell me what I should do. My family members tell me what I should do. My mind's telling me what I should do. So, but you're saying that God is the one that should be telling me what. Where are we going? Well, one definite place that God will lead you if you let him, don't forget the title is Enjoying Divine Leading. One place God will lead you is to the pleasant path. Psalm 23 tells us, pleasant path of still waters and righteousness. I'm going to read that. Psalm 23 from verse 1 is good. We read those things all the time, but I want us to understand what we are reading. God will give you understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. Psalm number 23. The Lord is my shepherd. This is a person who You know what a shepherd does? A shepherd leads. A shepherd guides. A shepherd tends. A shepherd tells you, okay, don't go off the road, all right? This is where green grass is, right? This is where you can find food. This is where water is. Just follow me. I'll take you to where water is. So it's good that you recognize the Holy Spirit as your shepherd. David said here in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. That means he's my guide. He's my leader. I follow him. All right. Where does God lead people to? Where does the shepherd lead people to? Before verse 1 finishes, David said, I shall not want, which means I have somebody who leads me, and because he is the one who leads me, I'm not gonna lack. I'm gonna have food. I'm gonna have peace. I'm gonna have good health. I'm gonna have favor of man and favor of God. I am gonna have protection. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In other words, the Holy Spirit is my leader. He's going to lead me to green pasture. In verse number 2, he makes me, this leader, this shepherd, this master that I'm following, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. How many of us know that green pastures mean food? Green pastures means the plant where the sheep goes to eat. He makes me to lie down there. I don't even have to chase food all around. I got food all around me. I can lie down there. I can sleep there. I can rest there. And when I feel like eating, I just raise my mouth up and just have some. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know what? He makes me to lie down in green pasture. You know what this shepherd does for me? You know what this leader does for me? You know what this master does for me? He leads me besides still waters. He quietens the situations around me. Right. There is not rumbling. There is no confusion. Yeah, he quietens situations around me. He leads me. Where does God lead his people? Pastor Abraham, you said, allow God to lead me. Where is he going to lead me? Pastor Abraham says, God will lead you besides the still waters. He will lead you to the area of green pastures. He will lead you to the area of rest. David knew this. And he wasn't selfish about what he knew. He said it. He sang it. It is written, right? The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. Verse number 3. He restores my soul. When you allow God to be your leader, you got somebody who's going to restore your soul when you're tired. When there's no more strength in you. He leads me in the path of righteousness. Only God can lead you to do right. As a person on your own, you cannot do right. Nobody can. Only those who are led by the Spirit of God can be led in the path of righteousness. You know, I was singing a song as God gave to me, as he led me to remember that song during service one day. I was saying, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, that is the kingdom of God, right? God, when you allow the Spirit of God to lead you, he leads you into the path of righteousness so you can enjoy the kingdom of God. Righteousness, to be not only to make sure that you're by green pasture so you don't lack food. When we talk about food or provision, not only does it lead you beside the still waters, meaning quietness all around you, quietness when everybody else is making noise. Oh, the economy is this, the economy is that. God gives you satisfaction when everybody is saying, oh, life is tough. God gives you grace, and you say, by the grace of the Lord, I have all that I need. You got peace, you got protection, you got provision, you got love all around you. Even in the midst of hatred, you still love God, and you know that the Lord loves you, so you are not perplexed. Beside the still waters, he leads us in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. When the Spirit of God is leading you and you know that He's the one leading, that's when you can begin to talk and say, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, because your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Yeah? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Yeah, when it is when the Spirit of God is the one that is leading you that you can be rest assured and say, yeah, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and surely I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. But if you don't have the leading, you don't know, you're not going to know where green pasture is. You're not going to know which job to do. You're not going to know what vocation or career to enter into. You're not going to know what business you can get into that is going to fetch you what you need and help take care of your family. You're not going to have rest in your spirit because you don't have somebody leading you. If you allow man to lead you, you're going to get in trouble, because man himself needs a leader. That is why I am encouraging you today. Invite Jesus into your life. He will give you a comforter, the Holy Spirit. And that Holy Spirit will begin to lead you and guide you the way you ought to go. That even in the presence of enemies, all you see is provision. All you see is victory. All you see is the light of God that does not allow confusion. I pray in Jesus' name that these words will come with power into your life from this moment on, that the Spirit of God will become your guide. He will become your shepherd. He will become your lead. Trust me, if you let Him be your leader, He can only lead you to green pastures. Where does the Holy Spirit lead people? He leads people to path of righteousness. He gives enablement. He helps one to be able to walk righteously. Where else does the Holy Spirit lead God's people? The Bible says in John 16 verse 13 that He leads people into all truth. The Holy Spirit guides people into knowing the truth. How many of you would like to know the truth? How many of you would like to be surrounded by the truth? The Lord Jesus Christ is the way. He is the truth and the life. So if you allow the Spirit of God to be your leader and your shepherd, He will guide you to knowing Jesus, who is the truth. He will guide you to know the truth in when situations arise. Now, what happened in the case of Ananias and Sapphira? It was the Holy Spirit that guided Peter to know the truth, that Ananias and Sapphira sold the land for more than they presented. They came to church and said, this is how much we sold it, right? And Peter asked the husband, is this really how much you sold it? How come you're lying to the Holy Spirit? And boom, the man fell and died. Later on, his wife came into the church and also, oh yeah, that's how much we sold it. Is that really how much you sold it? Yes, sir. That's how God knows, that's how much we sold it. And they told her, the same people who just took the cups of your husband out of here, they are going to take you too out of here because you lied to the Holy Spirit. When you allow the Spirit of God to be your master and your leader, there's no lie that can survive around you. The people around you will be truthful. You will be truthful. Everything around you will be made clear. There is going to be discernment. You will just know the spirit, the type of spirit of the people that are around you. You will just No, because the one who is with you is the one who knows. Do you see it? Where does the Holy Spirit lead people? He leads people into righteousness. He leads people into provision. He leads people into quietness, as Psalm 23 tells us. Where does the Spirit of God lead people to? He leads people into all truth. John 16:13. Where else? The Spirit of God leads people into the way. He leads us into the way of peace. I saw something in St. Luke chapter 1, verse 79 says, to give light. Jesus came to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. You need to have Jesus. If you have him, you'll begin to enjoy him. You know what he's going to do for you? He is going to be the light in your path, so that darkness and confusion will not have a place. Yeah? And he will guide your feet in the way of peace. Sometimes you want to fight back, but the Lord knows a better way, and he will guide you the better way to handle a matter. That you don't have to fight. He will fight your battle for you. He knows how to make you step into something, begin to handle matters in a different way that will result into peace rather than getting you in trouble. The Holy Spirit guides into peace. The Holy Spirit guides one to look unto Jesus, the man who has been nailed on the cross for you and for me. He takes our focus and our attention away from the lusts of the flesh, from the materials of this world that will perish anyway, and he focuses our attention upon the cross. He makes you look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Let me share this scripture with you that I found in Mark chapter 10. Mark chapter 10, verse 32 says that, now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. He began to kind of help them to see, I am going to die on the cross for you and for the entire mankind. God, through his Spirit, will guide you to focus on the Savior and the cross upon which he died. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you come over all those who long for you, all those who seek for you, all those who search for you, all those who ask for you. Yeah, that you will come over them now to begin to guide, to become the shepherd. Shepherd that leads into peace, into quietness, into truth. Shepherd that leads into green pasture, provision. Shepherds that bring people back from ways of error. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will move in the lives of viewers and listeners today. Let the power of your word enter into the lives of your people. Father, I thank you and I give praise and honor to you. If you have not given your life to Jesus, you're missing guidance that is profitable for you. I invite you today, come. Accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He will guide you into green pasture. He will guide you and save you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. He will be the light over your life that you will never remain in darkness or confusion again. This is your chance. This day is the day of salvation. The Lord is coming. He will soon come. Let Him lead you now so that you know His way. He knows your way, that you may be counted worthy as a recipient of everlasting peace. But while you are here on earth, before Jesus takes you, whether you die or He comes physically to receive you, listen, you ought to be enjoying peace of God. You ought to be enjoying truth. You ought to be enjoying the protection of God. You ought not to lack anything. As David didn't lack what he needed, you ought not to lack. But you must have a shepherd like David. David said, "The Lord is my shepherd. Therefore, I shall not want." I speak against the spirit of poverty over your life. It shall no longer overtake you. It shall no longer drive you. Yeah, receive the shepherd. His name is Jesus. Until I have another chance to bring this good news to you, I ask that you go ahead and live your life in Christ Jesus. He cares about you. Well, let me give you just one more scripture before we go. One more scripture before we go. Now, there is Jeremiah chapter 6. I shared it with the people of God, and I know it's a powerful scripture. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16 is good. I just want you to know that God really cares to guide you. He cares to lead you. He cares to speak to you if you will let Him. All He's asking in verse 16, Jeremiah chapter 6, "Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see. Ask for the old path where the good way is. Walk in it. Then you will find rest for your soul." Unfortunately, the people that Jeremiah was telling this to, they said, "We will not walk in it." There are friends and family members who tell you, "You don't need that righteous life. Come on, enjoy your life. Just do it the way you feel like doing it. Enjoy your life while you have it." I'm not asking you not to enjoy your life. I'm asking you to give your life to Jesus Christ, who can actually give you a lasting joy. I am asking you to begin to ask for the old way. According to the Word of God, it says, "Ask for the old path where the good way is, walk in it, then you will find yourself rest." Some of you want to rest from addiction. Jesus is that old way that you gotta come to, and He's the one who can help you overcome addiction. Some of you have a marriage that is nothing to write home about, and you need somebody to help you out. Jesus is that person who can help you out. He's that old way. If you will walk in His way, He's ready to help your marriage come back to life again. Some of you have lost your children to ways of life that you never dreamt of, and you're wondering, "Would I ever enjoy this child? Why did I ever bring this child to the world?" Well, there is hope for you. There is hope for your child. Just where you are, say, "Lord Jesus, show my child the way. Let him walk in it." And the Lord will answer your prayer. And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon your child. Your child will become a different person. God will give him a new heart. God will give her a new spirit. And they will walk away from their ways of sin. There is still room for you. There is chance for you. Do not lose heart. Receive Jesus. He gives hope. He gives life. He says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one else can, no one can come to the Father but through Jesus. No one can find peace here on earth. That addiction, you can't leave it unless the Holy Spirit takes it away from you. All right? The curse that is over your life, moving you here and there to do things that you don't really want to do, you can't stop it unless Jesus intervenes in your life. And he's your friend. He wants to come in even now. Accept Jesus to your life. Let him be your shepherd. You will never lack any good thing anymore. The Lord be with you.